You're listening to the show about sideways sausages and sideways knife chandeliers. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Roll 20 times. See what
oh, my
I
notes,
get.
My notes. Where are my notes? Okay.
Oh, you have a recap.
I do have a recap, you guys.
I thought you decided not to drink beer before bed. Alex took some data and discovered he sleeps terribly.
Right. Yeah.
He sleeps terribly when he drinks beer before bed. Well, you just got the one, though, right?
We're not going to bed.
You should drink beer after bed, so drink it when you wake up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea, Adam.
Gargle it.
And that's the option you've left.
No, I mean, all times are before bed.
Oh my gosh, you guys are not helping.
I'm just going to sip it.
Sip it good. This is so depressing.
Apologies to Mark Mothersbaugh.
Who's that? Oh, is that the person
the guy
that
who wrote
it?
He's the Devo guy. Yeah.
How do you know his name? Was he famous?
Because he's famous only in people's minds like Abby's, because I love the music he wrote for the Wes Anderson movies and for the Lego movie.
Oh, wait. I think you have mentioned this
Everything
before,
is awesome. Yeah. He's like a guy he's a cool Coolio
the
composer
guy.
The guy
who wrote Whip It?
Tegan and Sarah wrote Everything is Awesome.
Is that, I thought
is he name
was
Tegan?
Involved.
Who's Tegan and Sarah?
He definitely wrote music for the Lego movie.
Maybe
it was the second
one. And they did the lyrics.
Maybe it was the second movie. It was
yeah, exactly. It's
music.
Possible, but I'll have to, I'd have to look. So keep me honest, guys. Don't let me tell you lies.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
That was also written by Mark Mothersbaugh. Just kidding. That really was a lie.
That would have been really weird because I would have had no idea.
Isn't that Belinda Carlisle or someone?
Is it a lady? Yeah, I'm like, wait a second. Yeah. Is that voice a lady's voice? Who knows?
So it's the song is by Tegan and Sarah, written by Sean Patterson, Jolie, and the Lonely Island. Oh, the single and pop version featured in the end credits were produced by Mark Mothersbaugh.
All right, so that was his one claim to fame for the song. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
good
crazy.
Times.
Oh, there's your recap.
Is my mic making a lot of noise while I wiggle it?
No.
It's so sad because when I was like, oh, Abby, I think you'll like the song. And then I worried this whole time that you'd think it was a David Bowie song. It's not a David Bowie song. So far from a David Bowie song, Abby. I'm so sorry.
I accept your
also,
apology.
Also, if anyone's going to do a David Bowie recap, it would have to be you, not me.
That's true. I can't wait to hear your recap, though. And I also want to mention there is a brand new David Bowie movie out now, and I want to go see it now.
What?
It's called, well, it's a documentary.
Oh,
so, sorry, cool. It sounded like I was saying that he was
acted.
In a movie.
I know.
Labyrinth
I loved
2.
Labyrinth
yeah.
2.
Well, they were going to make a Labyrinth 2 with like Tilda Swinton or something.
That
would have been incredible. There was talk.
With her as Jareth?
Yes, because she is his double.
Yeah.
For real, mm-hmm. She can be his double.
Totally.
Wow.
It's incredible. Yeah.
That would be, I would totally watch that. Tilda Swinton.
It's like an Only Murders in the Building, cool. Steve Martin's double. Was that woman? Do you remember that? That was such a funny thing.
I don't remember. Oh, yes, his stunt double?
His
Wait,
stunt
is that
double,
who I'm thinking
yes.
of? Yeah.
Yes.
Only
yes.
Murders in the Building,
show.
Right?
Yeah,
cough
yeah, yeah.
Cough show? I said cough
yeah,
show. Because I coughed, but I meant
that's,
cough.
Brazos.
I didn't cough
even,
show.
I didn't even
that was a, that
to
was a
say
Flutian
that.
Slip.
A what?
A Flutian slip.
A Flutian slip.
That was
Good
a stretch.
Job.
Fluoidian.
Fluoidian. Okay, guys, if I fall asleep during the recap, wake me up when it's over.
Okay.
And don't wake me up, though. I'm kind of like, I worked on this too much, and then I was like, oh, Eric, this is garbage. I have to throw the whole thing away.
I'm glad you didn't.
And then I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, whatever, I'm not going to do this again. So this is what we have.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
We'll be right back. If you hear a repetitive calliope sound, that means you are close to our houseboat! We're headed down the Bear Toggle Riverway. Nice. Looking for the captivating coyote. Headed for the coyote.
We got us a boat. It's as big as a house, and it's got a pre-programmed route. We got us a Strahd. She seats an entitled captain, our adventuring group, and a bunch of assassins.
The houseboat was not a safe place, and hopefully that's not a bellwether. Houseboat baby.
It's a Strahd baby.
Houseboat baby, houseboat. Houseboat baby, houseboat. Houseboat. Baby houseboat, houseboat, baby houseboat.
Roscoe says, woo! My brain is in two. I'm feeling weird on this houseboat.
Ever since he stabbed that brain in the middle of a lake, he knows two lies at once and he can't catch a break.
Blood on the bedroom wall, woo! Blood on the floorboard. Blood on the guardrail, blood on the bathroom door.
That thunder clown tried to avoid repercussions, but Bathwack had given him a concussion. Here's Will, baby.
No mercy, baby.
Kill him right back, that's where it's at. Kill him right back, that's where it's at.
Grabbing and a shaking, questioning and shoving. Will's focus and his outrage are as hot as an oven. The whole boat shimmies. Yeah, because of our shimmy.
Oh my gosh.
The whole boat shimmies when everybody's trying to figure out how to move it around.
Everybody's talking, everybody's squawking, baby.
Mo takes Odysseus outside just to pull him down.
Everyone is missing, Bathwack almost missing.
That's a lot to unpack. Mercy thinks Bathwack.
Amazing.
Lean on the ship's wheel as you rest and heal, or just lay right on the floor. Bathwack is upset. Will worries that he's crying. So hurry up and bring your boots of flying.
The houseboat was a little old place where we nearly died together. Houseboat baby.
Houseboat baby.
Houseboat.
It's not done.
It's not yet. More.
Here it comes. Here it comes now.
Bang, bang, bang on each door, baby.
Oh my gosh. So
we perfect. Can't find any other passengers.
Twang, twang, twang on the mouth harp, baby.
Rafina, put that thing away. That didn't happen last session.
Tang, tang, tang of the mustard, baby.
Wait. Is that mustard or is it?
Pang, pang, pang on the heartstrings, baby.
Where is our compassion, sugar?
Tragedy mask gang, there for hire, baby. Ding, dong, dang for the boat, baby.
Hooray, hooray! That little old lady.
Hooray, hooray!
Rafina Phalangepot.
Hooray, hooray!
You almost died.
Hooray, hooray!
Say what? Bathwack's up on the roof. Busted.
Houseboat, baby houseboat. How'd we get so cutthroat? Will loves making scapegoats. Let's go find the coyote
on the houseboat.
Reptilinear!
Oh! My gosh, I cannot even believe it! That was incredible.
That's a banger.
I don't know.
That was amazing.
I felt good about it, then so I felt really bad about much. It. It was like, okay,
that
is fine.
All part of the creative process. So come back to the feeling good about it. Come back!
It was just weird how many things, like, lined up. Like, Bathwick was on the roof. And other things. Bang, bang on each door, baby. That's what we did last time.
Yep.
Holy crap. What a perfect song for it.
I'm fucking speechless. Like, that was incredible. That was better than the buffalo chicken dip that I just had.
Yeah!
I don't know about that.
Red letter day for you today, Adam.
That was so good. It was just so fun and catchy.
Exactly.
What song is that based on?
Wait,
are you kidding?
I can't.
Okay, good.
That part is
joke. Guys, Adam has seen The Flintstones.
I have seen
starring John Goodman.
That was incredible. Will you please send me the MP3 of that? I want to listen to that like all the next week.
I seriously, that's what I did to Adam. He sent me his cool, calm, collected one. And I really do want to compile these things that everyone has made because
like
people is
great. Yes.
You guys are amazingly talented. And like,
needs to be like an album of all of the Pork Fried Dice song recaps.
Where do you get the great, like, the background? Like, where do you get those tracks? Because that wasn't just a MIDI file.
That one was not. That one was, what I did was I looked up the karaoke. So, like, it probably is not even cool to use. But, like, I looked up the karaoke version and just recorded it off.
That's what I do.
That's a good idea.
For the Rolling Stones one that I did, there's no karaoke one. I had to find a version of it on YouTube that just, like, had the vocals like kind of edited out. If you didn't have my vocals over it, you would hear some of the old vocals just kind of still
before.
Left inside.
Yeah.
Adam, did we tell you that when we went to see Eric and KT after that recap that I made them play that song for us because I had never heard the original and I really liked your recap and so
nice.
So now I've heard them both. I enjoyed that.
Kitty, that was fucking awesome. Like, I'm in awe. Like, I was like dancing to it. I don't dance. Like, I literally, like,
it's
I don't.
Of the buffalo dip. You were in the partying mood.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Was it a karaoke party or is that my sick memory?
It was a karaoke party, but I left before the karaoke started, unfortunately. I was there for like some amazing food and conversation, but like I felt bad. I was like, hey, I'm sorry I've kind of missed the karaoke. I gotta go.
You're like, sorry, I'm gonna have to deprive you of my amazing.
This is also just for the record, this is by far the most tabletop role-playing I will have ever done over the course of like 2 days.
Wow.
Because I played Goats and Dragons Fates of Rin last night. Mm-hmm. I played a whole 4 hour plus Call of Cthulhu session today, went to this party, and now I'm about to play D&D.
I mean, no one's saying we have to play.
Is Call of Cthulhu?
Oh, yeah. You were about to play Jackbox when I finally got here.
Just to pass the time.
Oh, there's my tissues. I have to have these. I scared my sneeze away. I hate that.
Yeah.
Turned into a cough. All right.
I can't wait to hear that again. I'm so excited that it's going to be out.
That was
it's so,
so fucking
high.
Fun.
Some of those things. It was so.
Yeah, but like.
Oh my god.
You set a new standard or like bar. Like.
I think. I think we all have. That's the problem. At some point, we're going to implode.
It just keeps on. I mean, I want to do one like you just did. That's just fucking like all out, like fucking shout singing and like just huge and fun and like
you
layered
did that
and shit.
With, I mean, you also did
yeah,
that.
You've totally
with
done that, cool Adam.
Especially like with the fact that you used the part that doesn't even have singing and it was like in really intense. Like I thought that was really good. Like
that was cool.
Yeah. Like
oh.
I don't feel like mine is any crazier than any of the other amazing ones you guys
have
done.
Maybe it was just...
You're wrong.
Maybe it was just louder in my headphones.
It's definitely loud.
Maybe that's what I found so over... Like, it was like, my, this is so loud!
It was my impression of... I always want to say Fred Armisen.
We underlaid it with the brown
That's not
note
his
too.
Name.
It's Fred somebody, right?
Fred somebody? Schneider. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Oh, is it Schneider?
It is.
I always want to say for Armisen, though. I don't know. It's not the same person whatsoever.
As far as I'm aware.
But I bet he does a good impression of Fred Schneider.
Probably.
He does a lot of very good impressions.
Yeah, I bet he does. I bet you're right.
All right. So.
So that's what happened.
Off the table, under the table, I asked you guys a question or two.
He was like, he crawled something. Under there. He was like, hey, guys.
Hey, guys. What's your favorite color? No, I was saying we're on the boat and you are. I'm not there. You're approaching these lights, but you have some time. And so I didn't know if anybody wanted to come up with anything that they can say they would have done or would like to explore in this theater that we're developing here between us. Theater in the round, because microphones are round, the ends of them, some of them are.
Keep going, Eric. Keep going.
Oh, that was it.
I speak for everyone when I say, nah, let's just skip it.
Right, I try to rebraid Rafina's hair, the one that got cut off. I try to make a little braid out of it.
Oh, right. Wait, Will knows how to braid hair?
All right. No,
Will?
Approach Rafina. You're about to have the conversation out of character.
She's on the ground.
Correct.
Well, like, that's what it would be like if she's laying on the ground. He's used to this at this point. It's not even, like, weird anymore.
Sure.
It's just, like, Rafina just lays on the ground
weird,
all the
time. Or in
weird
places.
All the time. Like, in the grocery store.
On a luggage rack.
Tell my kids to get... Yeah, exactly. It's always, but it's a lot on the ground. Yeah. Rafina lays on the floor.
There aren't always luggage racks.
That's what she likes to say. But that's... I think I would just say... Well, where were... Oh, fuck. We saw these lights... I would be worried about
rabbit
those,
ears.
Maybe before that, I just sit down and like try to do something with his hair. I have to clean it. I hope she's asleep. I know she's not asleep, but I know she'll pretend she's making snoring sounds. I'm assuming.
Honk shoe, honk shoe.
Honk shoe. Wait. Remind me what time it is, though. Is it? It's not rest time. Is it? It's like 8 in the morning or something.
No, it's nighttime.
It is nighttime.
Okay.
Why aren't we just sleeping then?
Because we can't sleep.
I mean, why aren't we resting?
That's why I know you'll pretend to sleep. I know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I know she won't even move.
We have to be able to at least do whatever we do to get ourselves recharged, though.
As far as you're aware, that just happens.
When the sun comes
out. Oh, really? Oh, really? Even? Okay. So we don't have to pretend to do that.
Is there a...
Maybe Rafina has to, like, ethically or something.
Is there, like, a trampoline hammock on the boat?
Sure. Yeah, of course there is. One. Definitely a trampoline hammock.
A hampoline.
Oh, because I'm making one.
Yes, because you're making one.
I did
one.
Not draw that.
You really didn't?
No. I thought Adam was just asking some random-ass fucking question.
It's because you have. It's because for the past few days you haven't been able to work on it because you were sick
I haven't.
And stuff. And it was raining.
A tramp a hammock.
Wow. I'm making a
hammock. But now he really wants to go back out there and weave right now. He's like
I
so
wanted
fixated
to today,
on the
but
project.
I knew I shouldn't.
Is it one of these things where as you do it, all you can think about is like the shape of the thread, and like you close your eyes and you just see the strands.
You get like Tetris brain.
He is so That's Eric's like it's, that's your jam. Any kind of project like that that is like repetitive and like. Like
power
not
washing.
Painful or anything. Yeah, power washing too, right?
Like Alex loves that. He doesn't want to start, but once he starts, he doesn't
satisfying.
Want to stop. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's because I have no discipline.
What? I
what Roscoe?
Roscoe's just dead focused on those rabbit ear lights. This is our destiny.
Does Roscoe say that? Does he say
anything
about the rabbit light?
He says, hey, you guys, it's me, Roscoe LaFleur.
We know. Hello.
You say that like every 3 hours or so.
Yeah,
Yeah. He's just trying to find his voice, guys. He's just trying to find his voice.
Oh. How many times do I have to explain that I have identity issues? It helps to remind myself and others that I am Roscoe LaFleur. Who am I if not Roscoe LaFleur? Now listen, I don't know if it dawned on all of you the way it dawned on me, but those lights in the distance, they look just like rabbit ears. Point for Roscoe.
Guys, Roscoe got point! How many points does Mo have?
130.
Have Ooh. You guys been keeping track of points before I arrived?
130!
Rafina says, she mumbles in her pretend sleep. We'll write it down. Will has paper.
I pretend to pull a small notebook out of my, but I just make the gesture. Uh-huh. See if Rafina even notices. Her eyes are closed. She doesn't even know.
You can tell that Rafina's eyes are just fluttering. Uh-oh. Like she's pretending that she can't see through
her
lids.
I'm looking at the eyes like, is she? And then I just take it out and I write it down. Roscoe 1, Mo 130.
Oh, I mean, hold on. Dare I ask, did Mo, when he entered the party, did he have points that got grandfathered in?
Oh, did I have points before I knew you?
Mo, you were living under the ground.
Yeah?
No, that was a
How
lot
many
of
points
that's probably
does that
a,
work?
Oh gosh. Worse. Negative points probably.
All I'm saying is if his total right now reflects points that he acquired before joining this group, then I think my points should be grandfathered in too.
How many points did you have?
You want a handicap?
I don't think that's the right word for it.
In anymore. Golf.
I had at least 7 points before meeting you guys. So, can my current total be 8?
Sure. Will writes it down, but doesn't write anything.
Deception roll.
Deception for writing. Just to see. He wants to see what Roscoe notices. Again, this is actually useful for Will because he is trying to figure out how crazy Roscoe is or if it's a performance. So what is that? Deception. There we
it
go.
Is deception. It's a 20 deception.
Oh, you still got 1 point in my notebook, Roscoe, probably.
What's my passive insight?
130.
I'm assuming.
Roscoe
Where's
has
that
16
show?
Minus 9 points.
You just add 10 to your... Oh, is it on the sheet, though? It might be.
There's passive wisdom perception. Is that the same as passive insight?
Maybe there isn't a passive insight. I don't know. Your passive insight would be 14. It's just 10
yeah,
plus whatever your
less
thing
than,
is.
Less than what Will rolled.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm writing down in my notes that you said you have 8. So I'll remember in the future so that Will Good. Would remember too.
Will, how many points you have?
You guys don't even want to know. It'd be way too depressing.
Oh, I do want to know. That's why I ask.
It's a little private.
I don't really get numbers, so you could probably just say it. I think I'd be okay.
Mo.
Yeah?
Why don't you go polish your suit? Okay. Don't actually, you'll ruin it. Don't do that. I'm just joking. I'm going to go. Just going to get up and get out of this conversation.
In this group, wait a minute. Do we use the point buy system here or what?
What do you
D&D
mean?
Little D&D joke.
Yeah, they refresh daily on a short
Rafina
rest.
Rafina doesn't get it.
And a long rest. Rafina doesn't get it. There's too many D4s involved. I'm going to go up on the roof. If Bathwack's still up on the roof, I'll go back up
Wait,
on the roof.
Do you still have my hair in your hand? Ah!
Yeah, I'm dragging Rafina by the hair.
Oh, yeah, so how'd your hair braiding go? Let's see.
Oh, yeah, what do I roll for that?
Yeah, it's got to be a roll.
Oh, no, what if it's terrible?
What is hairstyling?
Dexterity.
It's got to be dexterous based. Just a dexterity roll, I guess.
I guess, because what? Nature, persuasion, religion, sleight of hand. All right, dexterity. Just a straight sleight dexterity roll.
Do you have, proficiency in barber's tools?
Oh, I should, but no, I'm not a barber.
No, you
I
don't.
Shouldn't.
So just do a dex.
Just do straight dex. 18. Oh, I'm rolling well.
Okay, yeah.
That means that my next roll will be nothing.
Yeah, you'll
get a 0.
Rafina's looking pretty similar to, you know, what she, or at least, you know, normal.
It's a new style. I mean, the braid was chopped off.
no one would know something so terrible happened.
There's a lot of tension on my hair. It feels kind of good. Thank you for tying it in knots like that.
What? Like, it's braiding. Do you, like, it, and then he looks at the other braids that he thought were braids. Are they just fucking perception. Hair knots? Oh, shit. Perception? Why do I have to roll perception? I just want to look. Are they just knotted hair?
They're
four. I told you it'd be bad.
You rolled a four. No, no, they're braids.
They're
no,
braids.
They're
oh,
not.
Okay.
They've
oh.
always been ponytails.
No, okay. they're braids.
All right.
What?
Wait, she just said they're, she said pigtails. I don't, what's a
roll?
Pigtail? What?
They're braids.
Oh, you see. Oh,
oh
you
they're
see
braids.
Braids.
Okay,
braids.
I
you
see
they're like
braids.
They're just very knotty.
Oh,
they're
my
very
God.
Knotty.
Knot, okay. Like in Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've made them very organized. Thank you, Will. I appreciate it.
That makes me nervous despite my low roll, but okay. You look amazing, I think.
I love it. I twirl it. Little sparks come out the end.
It's like that, what, the gif that, who made that gif? Was it Monty? That somebody made a gif of Rafina where it was like her hair like went
oh,
and then like sparkles
yeah.
came out of the ends. Yeah. It was so cute. Yeah. It was
Monty
a couple
not,
years ago.
I don't know
who did it, but it was so, it might have been like Tippy Tapu. I don't even know if she can do that. I don't know, but somebody did it and it was amazing. And if you're still listening, thank you because it was so cute. I loved it.
Yes,
I still do, and that's what's happening. Ends. They're just sparkling. That's apparently. Great.
Are you going to the roof? Is that what you were, that's what you're doing now? You're going to the roof?
I'm just making sure Bathwack's not knocked off by an overhanging tree branch.
That's a good point.
Is Bathwack
it's like,
on?
That would be really funny. It slides from one end of the boat to the other, just scoops me right off the end and into the water. Just like a crumb butler. Yeah.
I love that we worked in a crumb butler. That makes me very happy.
On a roof, or is he in the crow's nest? Is there,
there
a
crow's
nest?
There is no
nest?
Crow's nest. It's a houseboat.
He's floating.
Oh, yeah.
In
it
air,
is a houseboat.
Right?
We made a joke yeah. about a crow's nest, I think, is what you're remembering. You were like, I yeah. think you might have asked if there was a crow's nest or something.
I am just obsessed with crow's nests.
Yeah, they're cool. I hope we do get to go on a boat with a crow's nest. So far, no. Just a ding, dang, dong. And this one.
Yeah.
No crow's nest.
Sorry.
How dare you.
How dare you?
This sorry, is a pirating guys. Campaign.
Listeners, I'm sorry. All right. So you're going up to the roof?
Yeah, I guess. Just making, I like literally hover up just to make sure he's still up.
Is there anybody on the roof?
Oh, yeah. I'm just resting, just looking
gone.
At the stars.
It's gone, yeah.
I have a complicated itinerary planned for the night.
Oh.
I'm going to sit up here until either the sun comes up or we get close to where we're going. Then I'm going to go for a little swim, and then I'm going to get my armor back on. That's my plan.
Ooh, swim.
Yeah. So if anyone's around during any of those times, you know, you're welcome to join me.
Well, Will, there's Bathwack. He's resting.
All right. Oh, wait. Is he sleeping looking? I'm not going to wake him up if he's sleeping.
He can't sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We can't sleep. Okay, good. I don't have to worry about that. All right.
So rude.
What's rude? Well, I'm looking at
you. Woke
you.
Me up.
Rude. Ah!
No, I'm just kidding.
Shut up. You almost got me. did you see these lights? What the fuck?
I guess they... I can't remember what I thought they looked like.
Something else. There was a rabbit and a something else, right?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, they look like
Richard
fingers.
Nixon's hand. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Oh, that's... Yeah.
Duck. Wait, Rafina sees a duck. Roscoe and Bathwack see a rabbit. And I saw something different.
Oh.
Really?
The three-headed monkey.
Sweet.
Apparently.
I didn't write that
yeah,
down.
Yeah, they look like rabbit ears.
Okay.
Is that a giant coyote? What is a coyote? Is a coyote like, does it have long ears?
What does
is this
it have to do with
a
rabbit?
Giant coyote that we have to, I don't know. Are you up here?
Roscoe prayed.
I followed you in my sleep.
Roscoe prayed to the coyote god and asked what we should look for, and it mm-hmm. said rabbit.
Yeah, I'm just role playing.
Okay.
That was Will saying.
Oh,
yes.
same with.
I totally missed that. I'm sorry.
It's Will saying that to Bathwack. He's trying to act like, what the fuck? Like these, because the thing is, like, I don't even think that it's not like people were like, we're looking for a rabbit or anything. Will's just like, he saw something different, so he doesn't know. That's why he's asking.
Gotcha. Okay. Like, what do you think they are?
What do they look like to me? Like floodlights? Like the lights that
like
we
beams
would,
of light, yeah. Like a car light? Dealership.
Is there a kind of thing. Is there a car dealership over there?
Oh, is there a floppy guy?
Listen for the wind. I hope so.
You'll find a fun wind.
Do they move? Do they move like, around?
No.
They're not moving.
No.
Okay, so to me it looks like some of those spotlight things. You know, they look like when they're trying to, somebody's trying to get something to somebody. I can't talk. I have a cold, you guys.
Oh, poor Will.
They look like, they look like those lights, you know, that some people might use to attract people to something.
So are they actually moving. Tapered at the end like rabbit ears or do they just, are they just columns of light? I'm trying to picture it.
I mean, like with the way they kind of fade out, like they're not bright enough that they just like extend off into infinity. They kind of dim in.
Who's piloting the boat?
Nobody. It's automatic.
It's auto.
What is it? We got us a boat. It's as big as a house, and it's got a pre-programmed route.
Yeah. So it's just gonna take us.
Well, we don't know how to
somewhere.
Stop it. Still, we still don't know how to stop it.
Yeah, we don't know. All right.
I'm good with that.
Okay, hey, you're good.
Just gonna enjoy
that?
The evening. I feel the breeze. I assume there's a breeze because we're moving a little bit.
Guys, do you think my path spell, find a path spell, will tell us how to get to a place if we're on a boat that won't stop? Maybe it'll provide us with instructions on how to get the boat to stop.
Are you saying that?
Probably not, because my spells never do what I think they should.
Is that Rafina or Abby?
Rafina is constantly disappointed with her spells.
I'm just wondering if Rafina followed Will.
I did. I said
okay.
I did.
Oh, okay. I missed it.
I didn't hear that either. I have no idea. I do not know.
Well, I don't want to waste it.
Yeah, let's just be on the boat, I guess. This is pleasant enough, I guess. I fly up more and sit on the boat. Wait, is Rafina? Do I have to carry Rafina up? I look down. Do you want me to carry
you? How did you get up there? You flew up there to the
roof? I can fly, Rafina.
I know you can fly. I thought you were going to take the manual way up to the roof, though.
Do I look like a manual kind of person? No.
You look like someone I used to know named Manuel. Manuel Phalangepot.
No, I definitely just flew up. Mm-hmm. But I look down at Rafina if she wants to come up.
Well, I would go up the ladder, but you can give me a hand if you don't mind.
So, most of you were on the roof.
And then I reach into my pocket and I take out my weed and I roll a joint. Whatever the fucking herb that lady gave us.
The stuff you got from the desert mothers.
Yep, I do it.
Nice, smart.
Do you have to roll to roll?
Do I have to roll to roll? Oh, God. You're going to make me do this and then I'm going to be terrible.
I just wanted to make that joke.
Roll to roll. Okay.
It's a great joke.
All right, I hope
you're muted, Adam. We can't hear you.
Oh, I hope you haven't been talking and thinking we're just ignoring you.
No.
Who are there still NPCs in the helm room?
Shimi and Mo, I think, are both there.
I hear. Yep, I'm here too.
So, how did you guys first hook up with this gripe?
Gripe? Well. I was in Lizardfolk Lair where I live, and there was a big fat guy named Chiltura. He was in charge, and he was fat because he eat gods, and he was very mean, and I want to kill him, and so I was sneaking around trying to get people to kill him, and they find me, and I help them kill him.
This Chiltura, he was eating gods?
Uh-huh. They get their power. But they kill him and we cut him open and all gods come spill out. It was so fun. It was like God Pinata.
But, what gods came out?
There was the coursing carp. There was the warping scorpion. Blood red squirrel. Those just ones off top of head.
Oh.
We see lots of gods since then, so it started to get a bit muddled. I never thought that would happen to Mo, but yes, I have seen enough gods, so now I get mixed up sometimes and forget some.
So do you know of this, so this anglerfish that we met, Ian, was he just another one of these gods that this groip has been whiting?
Uh-huh, I did not get to meet him, but he touched Batwack and then Batwack touched me, so it was pretty close.
Okay, and how about you, you weird little kid?
Huh?
What? How about you, you weird little kid?
I heard you. I take offense to the word weird and little and kid now that you mention it.
Well, you can take all the offense you want, but that offense isn't going to answer my goddamn question.
Uh-oh.
Mo's just watching. Ready for a fight. All right, all right. What? Oh, how do I meet them? Well, so here I was.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I want you to be able to do this in 20 words. Exactly.
All right. Okay, this doesn't count. I'm getting prepared. 20 words. You got to count them off for me so I can focus on my vocabulary.
Whoa.
All right. Ready?
Sure.
Okay, this is a bit confusing, but okay, you go ahead. All right. Here I go. I...
Well, we're not doing this the whole way. I will use my fingers.
All right.
And you will watch.
All right. I. Roscoe holds up one finger.
Fuck you, Eric.
For the listener.
No one would ever be able to figure it out.
I lived in Morrow's Inlet.
Five.
Shimi holds up his hand. I'm kind of disappointed that the place I lived had two words in its name. That lost me a whole word. Just stay, and I understand the rules. Anyway, all right. My parents had a shop, and I hated it.
More words to go, you weird little kid.
He holds up his hand. How many words was that?
I was 14.
Oh, fuck. All right, I met them and we left.
Nice.
All right, what kind of shop was it? Yes, that was it. Q&A.
Got it. Yeah, it was like, just like a variety of stuff. It was like some magic items and that kind of thing. It was kind of like that kind of stuff. Just you know, sundry, somewhat eclectic goods. It had a name. I don't remember it anymore. That's how detached I am from that life. And now as an adventurer, a puzzle master, a chef.
Aww. He hasn't had to cook a single thing yet.
Do you think your parents miss you?
Well, I don't know. Probably. I mean, look at me. He grins and strikes a pose.
Roscoe looks at Jamie.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you think your parents miss you?
Ooh.
I don't remember having any parents.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, you must have, right? What's like the furthest back thing you can remember?
Furthest back thing I can remember.
Yeah, like what do you remember about being a kid?
About being a kid, the first thing I remember is running through the woods. The earliest thing, I was running through the woods and I ran into a man, and this man turned and lost his footing. And he looked me in the eye as he fell back and off of the ledge of a cliff. I feel guilty about that to this day. I was just a kid running along. I didn't mean to kill this guy, but I did. And I'll never forget his eyes looking at me as he fell. They seemed to say, "Hey, you kid, you just pushed me and I'm about to die."
Oh, I've seen that look before.
I know I'm not there, but did you say you accidentally actually bumped into him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally ran into him.
Oh, did he die?
Yeah, I looked over the ledge and I saw his body down below at least 40, 50 yards. And he was splattered. Like, imagine a bag of flour.
Okay.
Jar of mustard.
You're a jar of mustard. Oh, yeah. Imagine a jar of mustard and you push it off a cliff. And it splatters.
Yes.
Oof. It was bad. Oif. Anyway, that's my oiliest memory.
Oiliest. Very oily mustard. Nice. Super oily.
Now the NPCs know it, and nobody else.
I know. Great.
I wrote it down.
Oh, wow.
I did
as
too.
As soon as I see Will, I'm going to tell him every detail of that story. If that's all right with you.
Go for it. I am no way annoyed that it should be kept a secret.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I figured it was your life, so I might as well ask in case it was in confidence, which I can see with me and Mo here. Puts his arm around Mo's waist, kind of like pats his back.
My so-called life.
Ooh.
Good show.
Yep.
Plantains? Is that right?
What?
No, I think she in Homeland.
No, but I... No, this was a recent actually.
Oh.
Claire Danes, My So-Called Life. Yeah, I remembered it right.
Oh, I misheard you. I thought you said plantains.
Plantains, too! That is literally what I thought you said. I was like, plantains! I didn't watch that show. What does it have to do with plantains? I genuinely just thought it was something I didn't know.
Amazing.
I love Claire Danes.
Especially sautéed in a little butter.
Yep.
Especially sautéed clothing with a little butter. Especially in Homeland. Ah, plantain.
So what's going on up on the roof?
We're making
rolling
out.
Something.
It's orgy.
Yeah, what happens when you smoke that thing?
Yeah, what happens if I do that? I look at
oh,
it.
Oh, you're doing it for real?
Yeah, Will. Yeah, totally.
I'm holding on to mine. I'm not going to do that.
Will is about to lose his goddamn mind, and he recognizes that, mm-hmm. so he's like, you know what, Aunt Booty can't do me wrong, you know? It's gotta be good.
All right, so you're smoking it?
I'm gonna take a tiny puff. I'm gonna turn into a coyote or something, aren't I? Jesus Christ, all right. What?
Give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh no, is it poison? Wait, just regular saving throw. There, see it.
It's just going to find out if you get the munchies.
A 12.
All right. So you breathe in a little of the smoke, kind of burns a little bit on the way down. And all of a sudden, you have just this image in your head of you surrounded by these brightly colored spheres.
What the fuck?
That are about the size of like a grapefruit.
Like the kind of the halo, the, oh my God, you guys, I'm so sick. My brain does not work. Halo. Why did I say halo? The orb, the orb. Like, is it like those?
About the same size, but these are opaque.
Okay.
And you're just like literally physically bodily surrounded by them, like up to your like neck.
Great. okay, this stuff wasn't good.
And you can see all of you are.
We all are?
Yeah.
Wait, are we in the same position that, like, we're on top of a boat? Or, like, we're just in a space?
Yeah, like, it's, like, kind of, like, the same distance you all were, but surrounded by brightly colored opaque balls.
We all feel this way, or...
Nope, Will sees that. And it's just for, like a second or two, and then it's gone.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez. So it's like a vision. Okay. Whoa, Will says.
What's wrong?
You also feel relaxed.
I do?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And a little giggly.
Don't. Okay, this is not regular. This is like booty stuff. Okay, never mind. Nobody, Bathwack, give me your herb.
Don't. What? No.
I'm just saying, be careful. It's weird. I just had a weird thing that I saw. So just saying.
What'd you see?
Be careful. Orbs everywhere. Orbs.
Rafina puts her nose to the smoke and goes.
Maybe it's real, Will. Maybe you're seeing what's real.
I'm finding out.
None of this can be real.
Give me a constitution save with advantage, because it's secondhand.
Hee hee hee. I don't do anything firsthand. Boo. It's a 6, unless it's a 9. Which part is the dot down or up?
Dot is down.
Okay, then it's a 6.
Well, you have a +2, so it's a total of 8.
Oh, with advantage. I didn't roll with advantage.
That's true.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
It's not the same. That's a 9.
Oh, that's the dot's in a different spot.
All right. You like kind of lean over to get to the smoke, and you're kind of looking down, and it looks like below you, you're all standing on some sort of a pink soft surface, or sitting or laying or whatever position you're in, just for a second or two, and then it goes away, and you also feel relaxed and a little giggly.
Rafina, I jerked the joint away. Like, what I told you, it was laughing too. I told you.
It's fine. It's just from Aunt Booty.
Yeah, okay. What did you see?
She wouldn't give us the strongest stuff anyway. It's special.
Oh, God.
She saves it for her. So I saw basically a pillow party.
A pillow party?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
But no orbs, so you were lying about that.
It's... I assume that we have different eyeballs and brains, and our brains process the drugs a little differently.
Will, there's no difference between us.
Rafina, please.
A sitar starts playing. You all hear it.
Oh my God.
Except it's an accordion.
Amazing. Rafina, like, can there be a little bit of difference between us? Because, come on.
Yes, but it's also part of all of us. But yes.
Oh, God. She's the next Aunt Booty, Bathwack. Don't breathe it in.
Bathwack, you look breathe over and in. Will and Rafina's faces are, like, 2 inches apart.
Yeah, he's like... touching the top of her hair, like,
and the sparks are still flying out. Not sure if that's part of the smoke or not. It's part of the herb or not.
Wait, like they're going to kiss?
Oh my God!
I don't know what you're picturing.
They're just
not
just
at
2 inches apart.
They're not moving closer to each other's eyes. Yeah, they're having this conversation. That close together.
But Will's like smiling. Like they're smiling. Yeah. They're silly.
That's
they're
so weird. Sort of that's the most disturbing thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will's definitely. Smiling.
Yes.
Somehow more sinister than the sneer that he was fixed with via a dark power.
I definitely would do a double take and just stare. Because I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Can we both look at him at the same time? Like,
I don't know. Turn and look. You?
I think Bathwax looking at us, Rafina.
And our eyes flash red. No. That'd be really awesome, though.
You try to make them flash red. You're convinced they do.
That was awesome. Good job flashing your eyes red too, Will.
Will's like, what?
I know it happened.
Oh my god. Stop looking at us, Bathwack!
Slowly rotate my head back to the stars.
We're naked here! Stop looking!
Will stands.
Yeah, they're also
up.
Talking very loudly, so Roscoe, you hear like voices from outside. I don't know if you're too fixated on the lights.
Do I hear they say we're naked?
That you, yeah, because Abby yelled that, and they were being loud anyway.
We're naked over here.
Okay.
And don't talk so loud, Bathwack.
Shh. Bathwack said something about mercy. Mercy, Rafina. Have mercy for Bathwack, and that he's sitting over there like a big sad sack.
It makes me think of a pig.
Enjoying the stars, Will.
What? Stupid.
Does Will laugh when he says that?
Yes, he does. Because he usually, yeah, he is clearly enjoying his own meanness whenever Illy. God damn. Oh, he's going to be a jerk. Gonna be.
Gonna be.
It's new.
Someday.
Gonna be a jerk someday.
Will, like, he holds up the joint like this. Like,
he was Bathwack.
Yeah. Unless you want to protect us, because right now, wait, Rafina. Will, like, stands up straight and just, like, fires an Eldritch Blast off of the boat just to see if he can, to see if he can still do it.
Uh-huh.
Does it seem harder or anything? Crashes into
the trees.
Okay. I probably killed an owl, you guys.
Careful with that.
Mercy for owls, says Will.
I know.
Everyone,
the owls
sorry, everyone
are
just
there.
Froze for me, so I didn't actually hear that whole exchange.
Oh, bummer.
Will, go start over from offering.
Will was holding up the joint to Bathwack, and then he's like, "But unless you want to make sure that you can protect us," and then he's like, "Wait a second, Rafina, can you still?" And then he stands up. Straightens up and he fires an Eldritch Blast out into the
into
darkness.
The trees. And you hear a Wilhelm hoot.
Wilhelm hoot. Poor owl. I killed an owl. Wow.
Yep, exactly.
And then he said, "Mercy for owls!" as a joke and laughed, I think.
Will!
What?
I don't remember.
You could go heal that owl, probably.
I would, but owls really make me mad.
Oh, God. That's great. That sounds like something you would say. You are you. That's great.
Bathwick, can you please go get that maddening owl and heal it for me? Roscoe!
All right. And get up and go fly out to see if I can see an owl. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Perception.
Yeah, exactly. Finding the owl.
5.
Please tell me I found it.
No.
Nope. There's no way.
You didn't see any owls.
He should definitely get advantage for not being high or on any sort of substance at this moment when the rest of us all are.
That's, and by yeah, that's all, called a normal roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What's wrong with
him? Wait, why did Bathwick just flew off the boat to find the owl, Rafina? That was a joke, right?
I mean, I thought I heard the owl fall, but why did you blast it?
I didn't mean to blast an owl. The fact that the owl was in the way is the owl's problem. I just was practicing.
How are we this close to the shore? Isn't that dangerous? Is the boat running aground right now? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Roscoe, what are you doing down there?
And guess what? Oh, I just had the funniest idea. Well, what if the boat ran aground and then kept going all the way to the coyote? Wouldn't that be great?
Would it disintegrate eventually? I don't think it's probably meant to. You know what? If it can do that, let it take us all the way to Buffalo. That would be great.
It's like what's in the news with Elon Musk saying that the hydro or the electro truck or whatever can function as a boat for a short period of time, and people are making fun of it. Oh, God. It's like how the houseboat can function as a car for a short period of time.
It would grow legs like Howl's Moving Castle. Aww. They would just pop out, and it would go clonk, clink, clonk, clink, clonk.
Or like Baba clink. Yaga's hut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Baba Lasaga.
Yeah.
Baba Lasaga.
Does he find the owl? Does he come back? What's going on?
Go find the owl.
The coyote?
I don't know how devoted he is to this task. He didn't find an owl.
I take out my animal wand and I wave it around my head.
No, I'm going to come back and touch down. I'm not even sure we'll kill an owl.
Owl! Owl, if you're hurt, talk to Bathwack. Not me!
I love that she uses the wand like it's her speak with animals. Wait, is it a speak with animals? Isn't it something else? Is it? What does it do?
I have three charges, right?
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
But I'm not actually used. Again, I don't
like
to use it.
I feel
like
she's used it before, just swung it around, but not actually using it.
I'm just trying to intimidate with it.
She's wrapped your knuckles a couple times with it.
I accidentally hit Will with it.
Ow!
But yeah, Roscoe, Will yelled down to you. What are you doing down?
What are you doing down there? You running us aground?
Roscoe gets that you are mocking his voice. And he is not going to dignify it. Favorous point.
Favorous point?
Roscoe was just telling us his earliest life's memory. He killed a guy. I'm pretty excited.
Whoa.
Was it an owl?
His earliest memory? Was he a baby?
No, he was kid.
How do you know?
He said.
Is that what he said? He said he was a kid?
Yeah.
Because he's really old. Maybe his earliest memory is from, like, last week.
Well, that's why we were talking about it, because he doesn't remember having parents. But this was his earliest memory, because that was my follow-up question. And, yes, he did, in fact, say that he remembered being a kid when he killed a guy. On accident. But he killed a guy. And he feels guilty. So don't make it a big thing.
Roscoe, do we need to do a ceremony?
That's so good. As you shouting this whole time.
With Will and Rafina's heads poking upside down. Yeah. Through the doorway laying on their bellies.
Poke her heads down. I love that.
Rafina accidentally falls off.
Oh no, I catch her.
Dexterity.
Oh, thanks.
Save.
Oh no.
Do I have to roll anything to be caught?
Uh-oh. Nope. 15.
Unless you're trying to catch yourself. But you, Will catches you.
Good. Whoop! All right, going down or heading back up. Roscoe, come and catch Rafina!
Okay. I'm going to walk away from the helm. 10 feet over there. 1, 2...
Oh, God, Rafina, don't fall out.
Wait, how
of my
come
grip?
You wouldn't call my words out loud, but your camera steps out loud?
I knew that was coming.
All right, never mind. Here I am. Will you fall down here?
I pretend. I'm like, whoa. And then you fall out of my hand, Rafina. Do you let go of my hand? And you fall into Roscoe's.
Hi, Roscoe! I slide right through the mustard stain, right? And I keep going to the floor, but it broke my fall.
Sure. It's an oily descent.
It is oily.
It's my oiliest descent.
Are we ever going to know the fate of the owl for real?
Bathwack comes back and he said, I don't even think there was an owl.
But I heard it who? I guess maybe it was this stupid herb.
Rafina hears a who.
If Will was looking over the ledge down, he just rolls over and he looks. Is Bathwack back up on the roof?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not quite swimming time yet.
Does he say that?
Yeah.
Do you say that out loud?
It's It's not quite swimming.
Antoine, what do you wear to swim?
You're not even. Where are you, Rafina? You just fell down on the floor.
I say it from like my face is smushed into the floor, and that's what. And you can hear. But what do you wear?
A little less than I'm wearing now.
So. Take it off!
Everybody hide! Everybody hide!
Take it off!
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Do you need some mustard for tanning lotion? Bathwack rolls his eyes.
You know what to say.
What is happening?
Slather it on!
Funny you ask. The houseboat rounds a bend in the river. And you are suddenly blasted with the source of this light.
Does that sober us up?
No.
Look at that.
You see on the very banks of the Bear Toggle River.
A double rainbow. What does it mean?
All right, you sober
Abby
up.
Abby is very into this. I love it.
you see a sizable dock, jutting out into the river, and beyond the dock, very close to the banks of the river, you see there are in fact some sort of devices blasting these beams of light up into the air, and they are flanking on either side one. Spotlight-ish thing on either side of a humongous, almost cartoonish coyote head.
What the
fuck? Oh.
Looks like a, I don't know if sculpture's the right word, but like a...
Like a mascot a costume? Replica,
like the head is coming out of the ground, or is it kind of black or something?
Yeah, like the head is just kind of like sitting... On the ground, like all right, imagine you cut off the head of a coyote.
Okay.
And you stuck it on the ground, but it's much bigger and it doesn't look like it's actually like a real coyote's head.
Oh my gosh, okay.
It's got like these big pointy ears. It has like this gray fur. The inside of the ears is like pink. The eyes are like bulged open, like almost a cartoonish, like I said, and the jaws are wide open. And you see it's pink tongue lolled on the base, and it looks like you can maybe even go in.
Like there's a door?
It's just like darkness there at the back of the mouth, basically.
Is the boat stopping?
How do we get off the boat?
Like, is the boat stopping?
So as you're around the bend, that's just the site, and still, you know, a little ways down, it looks like the boat, you feel like the boat, now you're paying attention to it, is starting to slow down. And then you think its course is maybe angling towards that dock.
Okay.
Time to swim.
Splash.
What the fuck?
I'm
going to
go for a real quick swim, and then I'm going to get my arm around.
You're the only one that's not high or old or weird. Come back.
It drew.
Oh wait, Mo, you're here too. You're a little weird though. Sorry.
Yeah. Also, I high.
You are?
Yeah.
From what?
We have this plant we grow.
What?
Back in Lizard Folk, I keep it.
You just have been high this whole time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right now?
Oh, okay.
You high?
I hope that this is not a dangerous situation, Mo. I'm fucked.
How did you smoke it? Did you rub it on the inside of your ear? How did you imbibe it?
Oh, I chew it up.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Boring.
Smoking bad for you.
Oh.
Is listeners.
It? Chewing is bad for you, too.
Hey, Mark Jessen's daughter, smoking is bad for you.
Yes, not good for you.
Most say smoking bad for you, Mark Jessen's daughter. Don't ever do it.
That's going to stick with her whole life.
Yeah.
It really
gonna
is.
She's going to picture Mo.
Now, chewing tobacco.
Oh, yeah, you can chew it up. That's fine.
Pulls out his... spittoon.
Okay. Well, where's is Bathwack beating the boat? Like, what the hell?
His feet go like propellers.
I would have checked before I jumped in that, like, I can get back on the boat.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
you don't know it's going to stop. Well, anyway, it's fine.
That's true. It's faking you out. zooms away down the river.
Bro, what do we know about this coyote? What are we prepared for? Is it bad? Is it scary? What's happening?
I do not know this coyote.
Bo, you know everything about all these gods.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Mo, why do we keep you around besides your incredible badassery?
Yeah. If okay. It weren't for me, maybe Rafina would be dead.
Yes, I know, Mo. I know.
I know you know.
My question is, why would a Ricardo Odysseus' boat be on some kind of automatic pre-programmed route to this place? What's his connection with this here coyote head?
It's too late. We'll never know. He's been put away.
Didn't we tell him to do this? Or no, did we not? Did we just say we were going? Wow, so Ricardo Odysseus' boat.
I mean, it doesn't look like this is like some secret place. It's kind of just on the river here. There's big bright lights and everything and a big dock.
Is this a tourist destination?
It's the first dock we've seen. Maybe it stops at every dock.
Maybe.
Yeah, or does it stop at a caboose? Doc.
All right, re-explain the rules, please.
Oh,
Roscoe.
Good. Roscoe, hi, too.
No. Don't make me. The only thing I feel guiltier about than killing that guy when I first came into existence is running away from a game of Doc.
Oh, so sad. All right, well, do we get there? Does Bathwack get crushed by the boat between the dock and the boat? Is that
Probably.
I'm assuming. R.I.P. Bathwack.
Wow.
So yeah, the boat does in fact stop at the dock gracefully.
Sorry to blow it up.
It just glides right in. A nice smooth stop. And yeah, you can disembark if you so choose. It looks like there's a nice little trail leading right up to the mouth of the coyote. And you can see a figure is standing up in front of the...
Whoa. Is standing jaws. In front of the jaws.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Like next to the trail.
Does it look like a humanoid
It's
or
well
an
lit
animal?
Enough and it's not that far. It's a person. It's a halfling.
Oh.
You think it's a... they appear female.
Okay.
And they're standing facing you.
Okay. Hi. Okay, wait. Will is like, Rafina, Twig tea. Will that make us sober again? This is not a good situation.
I have news for you, Will. Twig tea is just dirt and water.
I know.
Oh, you knew?
Yes, that's why I don't drink it. But now I was hoping that maybe you have something. What do we have? Slap me in the face, Rafina.
It's very powerful, though, even though it's just dirt and water. And I take a mug of it, and I try to splash some right in your mouth.
Dexterity's a check.
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, another six. Oh, wait, it's a nice. Oh,
six
it's
plus
a,
three
no,
is
No, it's
nine.
Not. Okay, I hate these numbers. Yeah. It's like I'm rolling D4s all over again.
Yeah, you kind of just splash it down the front of Will.
Doesn't that...
That doesn't help, Rafina.
Here, I hand you the flask. Here, splash it on your own face.
No, you splash it on your own face. What are we... This is...
I do.
Okay. Is she sober? Does it work?
And then I take the braid that you braided and I put Twig tea on it and then I shake it in your face.
Will's just like running away at this point. All right. Okay. I'm going to the mysterious figure. Rafina.
Aren't you better now?
Better? No.
Okay. Better is not the right word. Are you less high now so that you can deal with this figure?
Will slaps himself in the face. To just try to get sober and straightens his coat and is like standing at the front of the boat now, I guess, waiting for it to get to the
dock. It does.
Wow. Okay, we're
here.
I
said that already.
Oh, I didn't realize. Sorry.
Glided in with a nice, graceful smooth. You're blowing your nose. It's not your
fault. Bat-Bat rolls up next to you. He's got his armor on now. It's just a tiny bit wet.
Okay, Bathwack.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
How you What's doing? Up? Oh, this is pretty good. Did you have any weed? Sounds like you did. Okay. How do we get down or out? Is there a ramp? Can we get off the boat?
It's close enough to the dock. You can just like, there's a little just gate in the railing that you can open and step out.
Okay.
It's not as safe as if there were a gangway.
Okay.
Is this one of those things where the NPCs stay here, or do we come with you guys?
It depends on how dangerous it is, but I don't... Mo is probably going to want to go, and then Shimi's going to have to be by himself. That doesn't sound safe either, so we should probably all go together.
Roscoe's going to be like, hey, I think probably you guys should stay here on the boat, make sure nobody steals it. And also, are these people... And he's looking specifically at Shimi. How often... Do these people get up high like this?
Well, I always wonder about Rafina. I'm kind of glad that Will is, to be honest. I can't really... You think Bathwack's high? I guess he might be. I don't know.
I don't know. With his constitution, it would be hard to tell.
Yeah. I don't know why. You want some? I do. They didn't offer me any.
I'm just concerned for your welfare as a child.
Stop calling me a kid!
How old are you?
Oh, I don't remember.
All right.
How old are you?
Like 14, right?
Something like that.
But so Roscoe says that, but I'm there too. And Will's like disagreeing. Like, I don't know if we should leave them on the boat. Roscoe... Mo wants to meet every god ever.
I do want to meet Captivating Coyote. You think he in Coyote Mouth?
I don't know. Maybe you should stay here for now. I don't know. Guys, I can't make decisions right now. This is...
Exactly!
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, guys, let's act.
What?
Let's act! Come on!
What?
And Rafina jumps up to the jumps off the boat in a cartwheel fashion.
Oh, backwards.
And yes, backwards cartwheel and trips a little, does fall.
Oh.
But bounces right back up.
Come on. If I tried that, you'd make me do an acrobatics check.
I fell.
Well, that's true.
She declined to try to say
exactly.
That's true. But exactly. Then the fancy little flourish at the end.
Well, it's not really a flourish. Oh, to be fair, fancy. it was just me getting up and being like, I'm fine. I'm good. That. I'm good.
She doesn't have to roll a check to say ta-da.
Okay.
And I make my way possibly unsteadily toward this person guarding the coyote.
I mean,
jaw.
Does Roscoe want to try to cartwheel off? You can roll an acrobatics check if you want.
No, I'm not going to do
it. It's fun, Roscoe!
No, Roscoe's going to get down in a normal way.
Okay.
I got it. Roscoe resent does the worm judgment off the edge. In that nice. Statement.
Nice.
The worm. Hey. If anyone thinks it's dangerous, they should come with me. Otherwise, leave everyone on the boat.
Yeah, but what's everybody? Just it's some just of you. Mo and Shimi, right?
Yep.
Shimi. Mo is badass.
Yep.
Okay.
You probably don't have to be afraid. But also, I don't know. I don't care. Let's just go. Let's go.
She's right here. The boat's not far away. We're good.
Will just stays in the middle. Of people. If people are going forward to meet the lady, he's also keeping an eye on the boat.
All right. So we're staying here with the boat or no?
He gets down and he's like pointing a finger at them like, stay!
All right. That's clear.
But he's just waiting to see what happens with this interaction, whoever's going first.
Well, it sounds like Rafina has taken the initiative.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So you approach. It is in fact a halfling woman, a young halfling woman. Not like a kid, but
Rafina Phalangepot at your service.
Oh, welcome, welcome to the Captivating Coyotes Carnival of Fun.
Oh my
Carnival?
God.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy, how much money do I need? I think I have some tickets. Would you like some tickets from the last festival I was at?
Actually, no, you can just enter and enjoy.
Hey guys, it's the carnival. Carnival!
What?
Is there anyone else out here? It's just no. Just her.
Uh-huh. It's, and it's the night.
Not even the morning yet.
Uh-uh.
No, and there's guys. No one else around.
Correct.
Rafina, get back here.
But guys, it's a...
Rafina, get back over here.
Just a moment, ma'am. I've got to confer with my friends. That's fine. Think they're nervous about a night carnival.
Guys, as somebody who worked in a circus for years, I gotta tell you, never trust a carnival.
Really? Why? Why? Why, Roscoe? Why?
A carnival is a wannabe circus. A carnival is a circus that's been disrupted, corrupted, tortured, and tormented by its own weird desires to be something other than the purest of things, which is a circus.
Then it needs help. If it's tormented itself,
well,
can we help it? Is it solvable?
I don't know. I've never met a carnival that could be solved.
That could be solved?
Well, that's the word I used, which was weird. Okay, yes, sorry. But that is what he said too. What I meant was healed, but that's also weird.
I mean, it's great that you love carnivals and stuff.
No, but... I don't love carnivals. Have you been listening to me at all?
No. But I've heard you talk about circuses, I think, maybe once or twice. And I know that you love them or something along those lines. You're involved with them. And just because it's not a circus doesn't mean... Why am I arguing to go into this head? I don't... You know what, guys? Do we need to see the Captivating Coyote? What's the purpose of this? What are we doing? What are we doing down here? A weapon?
We're being invited to a carnival too. We deserve a little fun.
Look, all right, I just wanted to give you my warning. I'm not stepping foot in any goddamn fucking carnival. I'm not gonna talk to any goddamn fucking carnies. I'm going back on that ship. You guys do whatever business you need to do here. And then we'll go and take care of, you know, all the slivers out there.
You
all
guys,
right?
this carnival is gonna be fucking rad, and it's gonna be so sweet that a boring circus guy isn't gonna come there, because we're not gonna have to hear him talk and complain about all the stuff.
That's so mean to poor Roscoe. And I hug Roscoe's arm.
Will's just trying to manipulate Roscoe. I mean, like, how would he... We won't even know the difference without him showing up, so that's fine. It's fine. Don't come. We'll be ignorant in our bliss of this lovely... Wait a second. Why am I including myself in this again? I still... Bathwack, do you think there's something that you can use in this head?
Aren't we here for a weapon? Isn't that what we're looking for?
Right, but like, I don't use weapons, so not in general.
Well, that seems to be changing.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. You were pretty scary on that ship, Will.
I didn't have a weapon. What are you talking about? I don't use weapons.
Magic counts.
Okay, but that's just my personality. So I can't really get rid of that. Can't really, like, it's just part of who I am, I guess. Will says, not knowing why. He's just like, yeah, that's just who I am now. But this coyote thing.
I'm wondering if Roscoe has ever heard of this particular carnival.
No.
Definitely has not.
Correct.
Okay, good. That makes him all the more suspicious. Because he, as a circus professional,
sure,
and as somebody who's traveled around a lot, he would think that he would know
right.
of most carnivals and circuses. Yeah, it would have been
like at least mentioned on like LinkedIn or something through one of your connections.
Yeah, sure. I don't
trust it, guys. I don't trust it. I don't trust carnivals, especially one I never heard of.
I don't really trust it either, but the thing is, we fucking got to get on the road. We've got shit to do. Like, we got to save the world, and we got to go in the stupid head, don't we? This is who I am now, guys. We got to go into the stupid head and go to a stupid circus.
It's not a circus. It's a carnival. I said that to
piss you off, Roscoe. Yeah, but is there? Why don't you come and point it out to me? Point out all the differences, Roscoe.
Hey, well... Guys,
he's gonna turn into a boar again.
Oh my gosh. Can I just tell you, when I listened to the most recent episode, I saw the title. I'm like, oh my gosh, who said that thing about one does not simply walk into boar?
You did.
And that was me.
That was so great.
It's so delightful when I forget these things. Awesome. But yeah, anyway. Oh, guys, okay, listen. Some of us have ways of telling when someone is lying or when someone is having surface thoughts of certain nature. So why don't we just go there and talk to this friendly lady?
I look at Bathwack. Those are our spells, Bathwack.
Let's go. Come on. Do it.
All right. You guys need to go into here? Fine. I'm not going to let you go into a carnival by yourselves. They're dangerous places. And I'm not going to let you take the kid in, as much as you might think it's a fun place for kids and lizards. No. Nobody tells them that this was a carnival. It's just going to make them want to come over here. All right? So let's just go inside, get whatever you guys want or need or whatever, and then we're going back out. All right? There's going to be so many boars in here. Fucking boars. Circus boars are bad enough. Carnival boars. Oh.
You're saying boars, right?
Balls.
I know.
Balls.
Okay. Boars.
Bory balls. All right.
Hi.
Oh,
welcome. Hi. Hello. Thank you. We get it. You're so welcoming. Yeah. Because what's your deal here? All right? What's your deal?
My
Just
deal?
Tell us right now. Yeah, your deal.
Oh, well, I'm from Bear Toggle.
No.
Stop. I'm trying to get my degree in economics.
I don't give a shit about that. I want to know.
I study numismatic physics.
Stop Whoa. It. What is that? What is that? I'm really curious about that. No, stop it.
Physics?
You're luring me into your
interest
in life. Oh, I've
been working on my thesis.
No. What is this carnival's deal? What is carnival built around? What's the big idea?
The big figure. Coyote.
The coyote. Oh, it's a god, right?
Uh-huh.
What kind of god needs a carnival?
I think it's a service he offers.
To quote the great Leonard McCoy, what does a god need with a carnival?
Sure. I don't know. I'm just on the night shift.
What's your name, night shift?
Oh, Shelby.
Shelby.
All right, Shelby. All right. I see you. Don't think I don't. Okay?
Okay. Good for you.
What do you need from us to get into this carnival?
Oh, nothing. You can go on in. I'm just here to greet you.
Oh, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Well, isn't that convenient? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just walk right in, the four of us.
Yeah, can you
Let's
tell
just
me
walk right
why
in.
Would it be free? Why? Well, that sounds a little weird.
Why would a god need to be paid?
Well, it's not the god. Like, you're standing here. How do you get paid?
The god?
The god pays you. So the god doesn't need to get paid, but they can just pay you money?
Yeah.
Oh, just out of, not, fuck. Are you rich? Is it a lot of money?
No, it's not a great salary.
Okay,
but,
well, then
I mean,
what
my,
kind of god
thankfully,
is this? All
no,
right.
No, it's okay.
Obviously, I mean,
she clearly gets
god.
A grad student stipend for her physics thesis.
No, I mean, the
You applied for some kind of dissertation fellowship, and they're paying you to do scholarships.
No, no,
is that
the
right?
School doesn't, I don't think the school has much money. They don't charge for classes, which is good. I mean, I don't think I'd be able to afford them if they did. But this job at least gets me fed and, you know, it puts a roof over my head.
Oh, I smell bullshit. Roscoe looks at Will. You smell bullshit. I smell bullshit, right? This is all bullshit, right?
Will's, I guess, still high. And he's like, ah, he pressed it. I pressed detect thoughts. Did I get any weird surface thoughts? Yeah, no, it's okay. I just did it. I didn't want to distract.
Surface?
Yeah, just surface thoughts. Like, does she seem honest while she's talking to him?
She seems a little bored, but like, she's kind of excited that you guys are here. Okay. It's like someone to talk to.
I don't know, Roscoe. She seems just like a bear toggle doofus standing here and guarding the guy.
Doofus? I go to the Bear Toggle University.
I mean, a bear toggle physics.
Are you guys dubious because you don't think numismatic physics is a real field?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter. A lot of people
think
that. I don't even know what that is. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Aren't those the tubes that go from one floor to the next in the Hudsucker proxy?
That's something else.
Those are the Mystic River tubes.
Mystic River tubes. Listen, okay, no, all right, let's just walk it right in, okay? Hey, everybody. Hey, Will. Hey, Bathwack. Hey, Ravine, huh? We're just going to walk right in. We're just going to pump our arms and walk right in without giving anything to the carnival.
I'm really curious if the tongue is squishy. That's what I'm
Maybe it's a ride.
Out. All right. Well, maybe Bathwack's first, then. Maybe he's already in there.
Are you poking the tongue?
Down
the
no, tongue. No. I'm staying near Will. Oh, okay. But
he's just curious.
That's what I'm thinking. Got it. Is that tongue squishy?
Interesting. Does anybody go in?
Well, when Roscoe's doing this whole thing, like, Will is getting a little more suspicious. Like, right, yeah, like, why is it free? That's weird, but yeah, it's a god, whatever. And then he's looking back at the boat, like, what the fuck? If we go in here, the mouth closes.
Is it breathing?
No. It just seems like a, like I said, not like, I don't know if statue's the right word, because it's not exactly that.
It's like a cost, it's like a prop, like a stage. That kind of like a thing. What do you call it? The set for a
show. Yeah, kind of like that.
Do we, you would have told us if we could hear anything like carnival music, right?
Yeah, nothing like that. Mm-mm.
We don't hear anything.
Mm-mm.
I want to brain message Mo and say, come stand by this doorway. And then I'm going to do the same for Shimi and say, come with us.
Mo will reply, what? You mean mouth?
Yeah, this freaking weird mouth thing. Don't let us get caught down there.
Okay. Should I leave Shimi?
No, I already talked to Shimi. I said to come with us.
Oh, okay. All right, so they go.
Okay. Sorry, Roscoe. They're just going. They're just showing up.
Hey, guys. I figured I might want to join you just to, in case you need something. Maybe you get a little peckish. Need me to whip something up here in the coyote head.
No, we're not going to need to whip anything up. They're going to have all sorts of shit in there, like Cracker Jacks and all kinds of nonsense. Come on in, everybody. Look at the big tongue. I'm stepping on it. Ah, blah, 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 blah. Come Are on, you? Let's go inside.
Oh, gosh.
Are you in there?
He stepped on it.
Roscoe, I mean, just stepped in.
Okay, like, he was saying, like, I'm moving my arms and I'm stepping. I was just wondering... I'm stepping on it. You haven't.
Yeah,
gone
like
in
like
yet.
He was about to go up, and then like the kid and and Mo showed up, and he turned around, and actually weirdly like, it's kind of like the guy he killed. Like he turns around and he loses his footing. He's like, all right, okay, we're going inside, and he stumbles backward onto the tongue.
Oh no! Now he's going to give Shimi a traumatic memory.
So yeah, you look down, and the floor is bright pink, and it is a little bit squishy.
Oh, carnivals. Fucking squishy flawed carnivals.
And now that you're in here, at the back of the mouth, you can see there's like a, like an unorganic rectangular like corridor.
Ooh.
Guys, there's a back. There's a fucking corridor here. So let's just go.
And it looks like it's lit within, but it's kind of in the distance.
Hey, Shimi.
Yeah?
You coming in here because you're a kid and you like carnivals? Or because
it's
a
carnival?
Man? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it's a carnival. Oh. So now what? What are you going to do?
This doesn't look like a carnival I've seen.
Yeah, Mo, what about this? Does this look real? Does this god stuff?
This look like building. Shaped like an animal head.
All right, guys, I'm ready to die. Let's just fucking do this. I'm tired of standing out here in the dark. At least it's a building.
Carnival! Carnival!
Will walk into.
If you're coming with us, I need to know.
Yeah.
Are you coming in because you're a kid and you're excited to go into a carnival, or because you're a man and you're not too scared to go into a carnival?
Well, I mean, I'm clearly a man, and I didn't know it was a carnival, but I was ready to come anyway, so I don't know what that means. I guess now I do know it's a carnival, so I have to assess how that affected my feeling about it. I'm not scared of a carnival, but I'm not a kid.
That wasn't one of the options.
Nope.
It's already starting, guys. Fucking carnival logic. Jesus Christ. Let's go.
I love it.
I almost took that major, says Shelby.
Carnival logic.
Carnival logic.
Awesome.
Did you guys see? Oh. Did you see the text with the sign? Oh, no. The sign that's outside the carnival?
Huh?
Fun place for kids and lizards.
Awesome.
Kids and lizards.
All right.
I go in and I feel the walls and stuff. I'm touching it
like in the corridor? Because there aren't walls in the mouth. It's an open mouth.
Yes, in the corridor. Yeah. Like, he's just going in.
That's like wood.
He turns around and holds his hands up like, what's... Come on, guys. Going. We're doing it.
Okay, I wait here, guys.
Just, you know, just make sure she doesn't do anything.
Okay. We hang out. Okay. Do you want to hear about numismatic physics? Okay.
And their conversation fades out as you head down the corridor.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not short. It's like 10, 15 feet, and it opens up into a square room. It's lit with these sort of warm temperature sconces.
Okay.
Warm temperature light-wise on the wall, so it's like warmly lit. And everything is draped in red velvet. There's like drapes literally lining the walls. The floor is like this red crushed velvet carpety kind of thing. The ceiling is got these billowy red drapes. And the room is completely empty, save in the middle, about two-thirds of the way back. So in the center, left to right, and about two-thirds of the way back in the room, there is sort of an ornate chair, almost kind of throne-like. And sitting on it is what looks to be in pretty poor shape, what you would approximate as like either a taxidermied or a someone made it, and it's not the body of, but a coyote sitting upright in the chair. It has like these robes draped around its shoulders, and it's holding out in its paws this gold shallow dish.
Is it clearly inanimate, or is it like alive, but taxidermy?
Definitely not clearly alive. At this distance, it's not moving at all.
Okay.
I would definitely could say it's not clearly alive.
This is ridiculous. What kind of act is this? This is what carnivals think they can get away with. Just any random act. Oh, a coyote that doesn't move. Ta-da! Fuckers.
I thought it was supposed to be free, and this possibly dead coyote is asking us for money.
Hey, it's gold. Maybe it wants us to take it. Maybe we can make our own money.
Is there anything in the dish? I'm going to walk up and check it out.
Yeah, you guys approach. There are a few silver pieces and a bunch of coppers in the dish.
Okay.
Also, the coyote, now that you're up close, you think it probably is taxidermied.
Oh, my God.
And it is kind of moth-eaten and not in great shape.
Oh. Okay. All right. Wait a second.
Like, the eyes don't match.
Okay. Will is suddenly, like, does this feel like something he would do, but better? Like, he would execute it better? Is he getting like, this is just a way for somebody to make money vibes? It seems really... There's nobody... He goes around and starts like trying to move the curtains on the walls. See if there's any people behind the curtain or anything like that.
Give me an investigation check.
Okay.
Are you being methodical about it, like going around the
perimeter? He's looking casually. He's like, I want to find just out what's
stabbing
going on.
Certain.
Yeah, he's just
places.
Stabbing different people.
Are there any Poloniuses around here?
Yeah.
Polonii.
Polonii.
My little Polonii. My little Polonii.
What?
A 9 investigation.
Yeah. You don't find any people standing around. You move some of the curtains again, just kind of here and there, and you just see bare wood walls beyond.
All right, guys, this is like a tourist trap. This isn't even a carnival. What is this? This is nothing.
Rafina takes out one of the tickets from the festival that we danced at and puts it into the dish.
Okay.
What are you doing, Rafina?
I'm just seeing if the floor opens when I put this in.
It doesn't.
Even if it does, it's probably a real boring floor opening.
Will stamps his foot on the ground, hearing Rafina saying that. He's like, yeah, maybe there could be something under the ground. And all these curtains on the ceiling, it could be up there. Like, he's trying to figure out this room. That's what he keeps doing.
Give me another investigation check.
Oh, crud.
Ooh, a 20.
Okay.
All right, so you're stomping around. You don't feel any, like any hollow spots or anything like that. The floor feels pretty solid. You step, you're like kind of brushing around and kind of stomping around and again, sort of non-methodical, eccentric patterns or whatever, just to try to find any open spots. And you you brush against the curtains behind the throne. And you can see that it looks like there's a little, like, trapdoor-ish kind of thing. Not in the floor, but in the wall.
Behind the throne.
Yeah. In the back wall.
Hey. Okay, wait. He signals with his hand.
Guys, we found something.
What is this? Does it seem locked?
You don't see an apparent lock on it. It just looks like it has a little
handle. I'm going to kick
handle.
It.
You're gonna kick it?
Okay. Yeah.
Roundhouse athletics kick. Check.
Oh my god.
A 22.
Wow.
Just seemed like something Will wanted
you to do.
The whole
building.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Since he was whispering.
the door, as you know, Will noticed immediately the hinges are on this side, so it definitely would open out into the room. Bathwack just kicks it. Crunch into whatever's beyond against the hinges. And it's not a full-size door. You would have to kind of, like, get down. But you could all fit relatively easily. It's not... You wouldn't feel claustrophobic going through it. It's kind of like a... Like, going into, like, a crawl space or something like that. Maybe, like, half the height of a door. And you can see there's another room beyond. It's kind of hard to say unless you really want to peer down and look in.
Shimi. Yeah. I don't know if I trust Mo to distract that, whatever her name was, enough.
Shelby.
And if we're going to go down into this weird room, we might need somebody to distract her. Should it be me? Should I not go down in the room?
No, I could go. I could strike up a nice conversation with her, maybe ask her out on a date.
Shimi.
What? For the sake of the team.
Right. Okay.
She's too old for me.
You're 14. Yeah, you're just going to creep her out.
Well, that works.
All right, cool.
That works.
All right, who goes down there first? Bathwack, I'm assuming.
You want me to, Will?
Bathwack, you always jump down holes.
And again, to be clear, it is in the wall. It's not in the floor.
Oh, well, you always jump through holes.
So it is down.
Because,
again, it's short, but you would, like, crawl, maybe, like waddle in or, like, on your hands and knees.
Can Bathwack fit?
Yes, I said you all can easily fit. He's like huge. It's not a squeeze. You can't walk normally through. You kind of have to either duck down or crawl or whatever.
Oh, stick my head in and look around real quick. It's dark, right? But I can
see.
No,
it is not dark.
Oh.
Oh, it's not.
Nope.
Oh.
It's lit and you see what looks like another corridor, maybe slightly wider than the one you came through, but this one is very long. And at the far end, you can see like in the far distance a door, a normal size door.
So it looks like another corridor, guys. I think we can go in.
This one is not draped in red velvet. This one looks more like it's like carved out of the rock.
Ooh.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go discover this place's dark, dumb secrets.
Is this normal for a carnival, Roscoe?
Who even knows? That's the problem with carnivals, is that anybody can just put one up like that with any kind of goal in mind, with this thing to worship, that thing to celebrate, these rituals to uphold. And it's all, like Will said, a tourist trap. They just want everyone to come to you. They expect you to do all the work. And now, what kind of carnival is this? That the real act is hidden behind the curtain? We have to do the work of actually going down this long, weird corridor?
I don't think that we're meant to. I think that we found it, Roscoe. I think that we're just gonna, we're about to discover something that we're not meant to discover.
All the better. If I can take this carnival down, if we can do this together, I'm in.
All right. Well, who gets the dead dog at the end of it? Because I want it. I think I want it as a keepsake. Can we get that weird taxidermy coyote on the ship?
Ixnay on the Ed Day Og Day.
I'm sorry. Are you mocking my loss? I'm sorry. Are you cracking jokes? Cracking jokes about my dead dog.
And his pronunciation.
I'm talking about the coyote, okay? I'm not a nature guy. It looks like a dog. It's the same animal, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Let's just go.
All right, Roscoe, you go first.
Yeah, gladly, sure. Protect right. these fuckers from whatever's about to happen in this fucking goddamn carnival. Yep. Goddamn.
All right. So you all get through the trap door, and you're in this at the edge, one end of this very, very long corridor. And as you proceed down the corridor, you realize that this is not an extremely long corridor. In fact, the room just very abruptly narrows to a very small point, relatively close to the door you just came in.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
You also actually kind of feel kind of cramped in here now.
Oh, no. Okay, I back out.
There is still a door, though. But it's about as big as the one you just came through.
I'll open that door.
Okay. You kind of got to hunch down and...
But I'm investigating for traps.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Give me an investigation check, then. And you know what? I'm also going to...
Wait, do you have an investigate for traps spell?
No.
Okay. It's just an investigation check.
Got it. I thought it sounded to me like... It was
and if you all view roll 20,
oh,
you get a visual representation of kind of where you are. That was a 5 investigation. You find no traps, Roscoe, in the door.
Oh, but guys, I can look for traps. Do you want me to look for traps for real?
Roscoe's not waiting. I think the reason he fails his investigation check is because he's too frustrated to focus. So he just kind of very cursory does it like a little jiggle of the knob, but then immediately opens it or tries to open it.
Wait, we have our spells back, right? We refresh for the night?
Nope.
You told me we would.
I said you do when dawn happens.
Yeah,
dawn hasn't happened.
Wait, oh God.
Dawn?
Oh no.
Were you high?
Oh no. I don't have a lot of things. Oh shoot. Okay.
Light dawns
on Marblehead. Can you
explain this picture?
Like, is this... Oh, this
yes,
is the...
Yes, I will.
Okay,
second.
This big room is where we just were. I see. I see it already.
Well, I can still do this,
and
but I'm
teeth.
Mad
That's a
about
great
it.
Drawing, babe. Good job.
Thanks. Yeah, I like it. All right, I'm looking for traps.
Okay. Find traps. You sense the presence of any trap that was within line of sight. 120 feet. Okay. You do not detect any traps, Rafina.
Good news, everybody. I detect no traps. It still might be a carnival, but I detect no traps.
This your spell doesn't work because clearly this is a tourist trap. And it doesn't, I guess it doesn't detect that kind of trap.
It's a parent trap.
This is find tourist traps.
That's great. That's so good.
So yeah, neither of you detect any traps.
It also doesn't detect trap doors then. Maybe they're not really trap doors.
Or maybe it's already open, so it's like... Oh, but then, oh yeah, it trap doors. Yeah.
The door's open. Roscoe opens the door.
Okay, cool. All right, so you open the door and can peer through just like you did in the last one. And beyond, you see a larger room. This one...
Whoa.
It's like 20 by 30. You can see the floor is like this. It's kind of like a linoleum, and it's kind of like a sickly green color.
Ooh.
The floors are stone, but they're like built stone. It's not like just carved out of the rock. And lining the walls on both the right and the left side are these tall, full-length mirrors.
Oh.
Mm. Kinky.
Sure. They're on the ceiling.
And you can see there's three on either side, and okay. If you look at the left wall, the one on the left and the right, but not in the middle, have these outlines on the floor. They look like kind of like, my drawing is not great, but like kind of like dance steps footprints, like with the heel and the front of the foot.
That's great.
Facing the mirror, and the same on the right side. So the center mirrors do not have the footprints.
Ooh.
Huh.
Wow. Are the footprints the same size?
Yeah, they're identical.
Are they?
Ooh.
Are they funhouse mirrors? What? I guess we haven't. Oh.
I would go in. I can't control my.
Oh, I did. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Hold on.
Yeah. I'll go in. I'm going to stay toward the center of the room. I want to see if I see anything in the mirrors.
As I fix this, yes, all of the mirrors are funhouse mirrors in that they distort the way your bodies look in different ways. Nothing unexpected or outside of what you as normal humans on Earth could potentially expect from a funhouse mirror.
Okay. So do the footprints look like other people have stood there and that's why they're there, or do they look like they're...
No, they look purposeful. And yeah, they're like painted into the floor.
Okay,
and they most closely match your foot size, Rafina.
Well, halfling.
So not like halfling. Perfect, like, whoa, yeah. Cinderella, but like, yes, halfling size feet.
Okay.
All right, Adam, you can move your dude.
All right, here's the next room in the little tour of the dumb carnival. Mirrors and footprints, whoop-de-doo.
And there's no door. Is there a door at the opposite end of this?
No.
There's no door.
Oh, no, sorry. Yes, there is. Okay. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Okay. Okay. All right. So what do? We have to stand at these mirrors?
Roscoe's going to look in this mirror here.
Okay.
What does he see?
So your feet look normal, and then your sort of middle third is kind of squished together in like a narrow line, and then your head is like this bulbous, enormous sphere on top of this little stick.
God, it's so lazy. Anybody can get a funhouse mirror like this. It's so lazy.
Will really likes Roscoe's criticism of this. It's freeing. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to say anything. He's just like, all right, good. Somebody's handling the criticism.
Now that you're in here and looking around, you also note that the two mirrors that don't have the footprints on, they just seem like they're normal mirrors.
Okay.
Same size as all the others, but they don't seem to have any effect on your body.
This door, this is a door here?
Yep.
Roscoe will investigate that.
Okay.
Is to see if there's anything special about the door.
Sure.
Would that be investigation or perception?
Investigation, I'll say.
All right, let's see what happens.
Oh, great hit. Natural 20!
Yay!
We need Roscoe to have... His needs to be P or something like that.
It can be.
P! God damn it. I do... I do have to pee.
Yeah, we're almost done, I think. I'm losing voice more than anything.
Yeah, I don't have a voice anymore either.
So yeah, that door is absolutely, definitely 100% trapped. You think pretty dangerously.
Ooh.
Trapped?
Yeah. Like it would cause you bodily harm probably if you opened it.
Oh, weird.
Guys, I hate to go back to the well that Will here had, Will's well.
What?
But this place is definitely a tourist trap.
But why didn't it pick it up?
Because find traps has to be within line of sight.
Oh, we couldn't see it.
You weren't in this room. The door was closed.
120 feet. Dying up.
It was close enough, you just couldn't see it.
Will says why. What is going on?
And I'll say that with a 20, you think that probably if you try to open it, so, probably within most of the entire area of this door, some sort of a projectile will shoot out. You're not sure.
If you try to open it, like, with a doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guys. This is what I'm saying. All right? A circus is a community. All right? It's a group of people. It's a family that builds itself around a shared intention and a shared set of commitments to entertainment and fun and light and happiness. A circus travels around together and builds itself and takes itself apart and has dialogues to discuss shit. A circus matters and means things in the world because it's a community. A carnival just crops up, pops up every year, every 2 years, every few months, who knows? But who's doing the cropping up? Who's doing the popping up? Some mysterious board of people that has some weird vested interest in this carnival cropping up. For what reason? And who's running it every year? Is it the same people? No, it's transients. It's fucking Bear Toggle University students who have been here for a year or two and are going to be gone in another year or two. So where's the set of commitments? Where is the shared intentions? There aren't any. Anybody can just be hired on to a fucking carnival and build a weird trap door. It's dangerous. Carnivals? Bad. Bad stuff. That's all I'm gonna say.
What did you find? Says Will.
Oh, a weird trap door.
Will was backing up as Roscoe said all this because obviously something he had found was dangerous on that side of the room, so he was coming back towards the other door.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if anybody were to touch and try to turn this here doorknob, and he leans against the doorknob, Eric.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Something very bad would happen.
Give me a dexterity save.
No! This is my D&D play style.
It's great. I love it.
Dex saving throw?
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's not bad.
Plus something.
Oh, yeah.
If it matters.
14 plus something from Baphomet.
Plus 5.
All right.
First slide is a 19. But Roscoe's hands are definitely sweaty. All
right. And then I need Will and Bathwack. Oh, and Rafina, based on the map, to all give me dex saves with advantage.
Blah.
Me too.
Me too. Why did I do this?
I don't know.
I love it.
I thought you had to pee, Adam.
I do have to pee. If we could just all die right now, I can go pee.
Okay, cool. What was the save again? Dex save.
Yep.
Okay.
With advantage?
With advantage.
Oh, with advantage. I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
No, just roll another one.
And do you all get stuff from Bathwack. Bathwack,
yeah.
Okay, what do we okay.
add? Oh, hold on. How many, within how many feet is it for? For it's 10 thing? Feet.
I don't know. Oh, it's 10, it's, so Roscoe doesn't yeah. get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Roscoe, so yeah, as Roscoe leans on the door swings kind of outward, but as soon as it, the latch is sort of cleared from the face of the door, just a barrage of these tiny little darts come shooting out. And Roscoe, you take 9 poison damage. Whoa. As they pepper you. But yeah. you block most of the whatever, the spread from your friends, and they're further away, and Rafina's actually kind of in the doorway, so they don't take any damage.
Fucking carnivals!
And we're gonna find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Yay!
The way I saw that in my mind is like Roscoe's just kind of looking up toward the camera, which is up, you know, up in yeah. the air, just like gesturing.
Yep. That's so
oh my god! Uh-huh. I have to say, so after Fates of Rin, every time like we each say something we're proud of, and I just have to say. Like randomly discovering and improvising Roscoe's hatred of carnivals uh-huh. is one of the most fun things I've done.
It's really great. It's so great.
Like that's like make a decision and then just fucking explore it. And uh-huh. that was fun. Thank you for putting up with my ridiculous role play.
It's perfect.
And I love that you guys had to convince him to come in.
Yeah.
It was perfect from Will. How do
well,
I get
don't know
him
if
to?
I actually convinced him.
No, you did. You fucking yeah. like, yeah, no, that was great. That was awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Really? Like seeing those footprints, a part of me is like, I really want to stand on those footprints like right now.
I think all four of us KT need does. To. Yeah.
I think that might have been the way to open the door without setting the trap off.
Maybe, but I love it. No, it's perfect. I like storytelling over just puzzle solving right away. It's perfect because now he got shot and he hates the carnival even more. the funny thing is when he said that there's a bunch of projectiles coming out, I just pictured Roscoe like,
yeah.
getting shot by a machine gun. God, it was.
Squibs exploding all over him.
Oh, that's so good. It's oh like he's God. Like he's got his own like little Boromir moment. Yeah. Like he falls to his knees, gets back
oh,
up,
no.
slow motion. Oh,
B-O-A-R. Boromir.
Oh, Boromir.
Boromir.
Yes.
Boromir.
Boromir.
This keeps getting better and better.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.